this morning be given a lesson that I have no idea how old it is. Pretty old, I would imagine. But had to pull this out of the archives this week, the way things went. So I've given this lesson before, but it's been a long, long time ago, I'm sure. I want to talk a little bit about today, about just our daily activities. I found that I'm a very, very much a creature of habit, and I do follow the same routines. I'm a man of routines. I do it when I wake up in the morning, and I wake up, I go in and get my allergy medicine. I do a little kind of exercise routine usually. Even when I shave, when I brush my teeth, the way I brush my teeth, I bet is the exact same every single day. I know that when I was working, my work day was very much dominated by routine. When I made and drank a cup of coffee, what hours I did that, there was a while there, it was 7 hours that I did that in a school day, but that reduced back a little bit over the years. But everything I did, my day followed that exact same routine. And if that routine was upset or knocked off, it messed things up for me. I really kind of struggled to with how to cope with that sometimes. One would think maybe that now I'm not working, that might go away, but I'm afraid that if this summer is any indication, that it gets worse, you know. But we're creatures of habit, and we follow those routines. If we can get ourselves to do something for 3 or 4 days in a row, then the likelihood of us keeping that habit or keeping the routine of doing that increases greatly. Let's turn to Luke chapter 4, and we're going to look at verses 14 through 16, where we see that Jesus was a man of routine, and he had daily activities that he did as well. It says, "And Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through all of the surrounding district. And he began teaching in their synagogues and was praised by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up, and as was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read." So this was his custom. It's what he did on the Sabbath. Every Sabbath. Let's turn to Luke chapter 19. And we'll look at verses 47 and 48. Where we read, "And he was teaching daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the leading men among the people were trying to destroy him. And they could not find anything that they might do, for all the people were hanging on to every word that he said." Every day, Jesus was going into the temple at this point in his ministry and teaching. The apostles followed this example. If we turn over to Acts, we'll look at some things about the apostles in Acts. Acts chapter 5, verses 14 through 16 says, "And all the more believers in the Lord, multitudes of men and women were constantly added to their number, to such an extent that they even carried the sick out into the streets and laid them on cots and pallets, so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on any one of them. Also, the people from the cities in the vicinity of Jerusalem were coming together, bringing people who were sick or afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all being healed." Oh, I'm sorry, I was reading the wrong verses there. Mixed up my verses. It's Acts chapter 5, verses 40 to 42. Apologize. It says, "They took his advice, and after calling the apostles in, they flogged them and ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and then released them. So they went on their way from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they had been considered worthy to suffer shame for his name. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they kept right on teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ." Let's turn to Acts chapter 17, verses 16 and 17. It says, "Now while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was being provoked within him as he was observing the city full of idols. So he was reasoning in the synagogue with the Jews and the God-fearing Gentiles, and in the marketplace every day with those who happen to be present. And finally, Acts 19, verses 8 through 10. It says, "And he entered the synagogue and continued speaking out boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God. But when some were becoming hardened and disobedient, speaking evil of the way before the people, he withdrew from them and took away the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. This took place for 2 years, so that all who lived in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks." Again, we see this idea of the apostles, and then specifically here in the last couple, Paul, doing things daily, teaching daily, being at a certain place daily, following a daily routine. Sometimes this last one took place for 2 years, apparently. And of course, we can read of the results, and we know the results of all of this teaching and daily activity. Acts chapter 2, verses 46 and 47. "Day by day, continuing with one another, with one mind in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved." And then Acts chapter 16 and verse 5. Where it says, "So the churches were being strengthened in the faith and were increasing in number daily." In the next chapter in Acts chapter 17, verses 10 through 12, we read of the Bereans who studied the Scripture daily. Acts 17, 10 through 12. "The brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the Scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. Therefore many of them believed, along with a number of prominent Greek women and men." Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Where we see there were some other things. What we've mostly been reading about is teaching, preaching. Of course, lastly, the Bereans were studying the Scripture daily. But let's read about Paul in 2 Corinthians 11, beginning in verse 22. And we'll read through verse 28. "Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I speak as if insane, I more so. In far more labors and far more imprisonments, beaten times without number, often in danger of death. 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have spent in the deep. I have been on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among false prophets, among false brethren. I have been in labor and hardship through many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure." So we see thus far in this reading, Paul is listing all of the trials, the tribulations that he has endured throughout the time of his ministry. But we note in verse 28, "Apart from such external things, there is the daily pressure on me of concern for all the churches." So we see that even going through all of those things and all of those hardships, that daily Paul had this pressure on him for the concerns of all of the churches that he had established and continued to maintain contact with throughout the course of his ministry and the end of his life. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, we'll read verses 12 and 13, where we're encouraged to encourage one another daily. Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God, but encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And finally, let's turn back to Luke in chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. And let's look at verses 23 and 24. The words of Jesus, as he said, he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it. Take up our crosses daily is what Jesus instructs us to do. So all that I really want us to think about today, and the main point of today's lesson, is what are our daily habits? Because we all have them. We all follow the same routines, the same patterns. And we go through those things throughout our life. So what are our daily habits? No doubt some of our daily habits may need to change at different points in time in our life, and we may want to eliminate some of the things that we're doing in the day, every day. But if we can implement certain things into our routine and continue to do them, it's likely that we would then continue to do them in a long term over a period of time. So we think about some of those things. Maybe if we can read the scripture or think about the scripture daily, maybe at a certain point in time. It doesn't have to be at a certain point in time, but a lot of us for our routines, it's at least a little bit of time concern there. But if we could implement those things into our life where we spend time reading God's Word, thinking about God's Word, thinking about our lives, thinking about others' lives. Prayer, of course, is something that a lot of times people implement into different points of time in the day. But what are our daily habits? And are there some that we should get rid of? Are there some that we should maybe continue to do or add into our daily schedule? Jesus told us to take up our cross daily. And that's something that each and every one of us has on our own burdens to bear. And we have to continue to move forward through those. But those burdens get easier if we include God in our daily routines. Jesus himself, in bearing his own cross, stumbled and fell under the weight of his cross and had to be helped by another. And of course, sometimes we may have that issue as well. But it definitely gives us, I think, something to think about as we go throughout our days and the routines that we establish. How can we make our routines better so that we can better serve, be better servants of God? If there's anything that we can do to help anyone this morning to obey the gospel or come back to the gospel, please think on these things and come forward as we stand and as we sing.